This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. And before we proceed any further, a Happy New Year to all. For the first interview of the year, we have Izzan Satrina Mohamed Salihuddin, the founding CEO of Cendana, the government's cultural economy development agency, set up last year, September 6. This agency's role is to develop and stimulate this sector of the country's economy into, quote, a fast-growing and inspiring sector. On October 20th, Izzan came on air to highlight what the agency will be undertaking, and one of which, of course, is funding for the performing visual arts and independent music. Yesterday, a call for applicants for the fund went out. Today, she's here to answer questions that applicants might have about the funding. Izzan, what is the goal of this funding?
Hey, firstly, thanks for having me, Soon Heng. Happy New Year to everybody who's listening. So the first funding program that Cendana is rolling out is called the Emerging Artist Incubation Funding Program. And its specific purpose is really to support the creation, adaptation, or redevelopment work of emerging artists.
I am aware that Cendana has three different focus strategies. One is empowering communities, the other one is energizing the arts, and the third one, reorganizing arts policies. Does that mean this funding is targeted only at empowering communities?
Correct. These three strategies really focuses on different things. So energizing the arts is really about stimulating demand, getting more bums on seats, engaging the trade. And empowering the communities is all about the artists and providing them the tools and platforms to increase their opportunities of success locally or abroad. And reorganizing policies is really about lobbying and advocating for better processes and policies for our communities to grow.
So for now, the focus is much narrower. It's about projects and artists.
Yes, which falls under this empowering community strategy.
The fund is named Emerging Artist Incubation Funding Program. What is your definition of the emerging artist?
So emerging artists can be viewed as, you know, practicing practitioners of a minimum of 3 years who are active, or even some may view as those artists who may not have been recognized for their work before this, currently rising but not fully acknowledged. So we're focusing on assisting them to scale up.
What happens then to the established ones? Because some of the established ones, like I would think of Ramli Ibrahim, I think of Dhamma Orchestra, Hence Percussion, they've been around quite a while. Do they fall into this category?
Perhaps not, for the reasons you've just elaborated. They're established, they've been around for a while. However, there are other opportunities from Cendana to address that. So one of the things that we're hoping to roll out by next year would specifically look at supporting major arts organizations from these three subsectors. So once that is, I think, finalized, we can come back and talk about that.
So strictly, this one is for the young ones.
Yes, the young ones who may not have had those access, may not know how to approach partners, and this funding is specifically for them.
So who can apply? I'm asking this question because young artists sometimes don't have an organization behind them of any sort. They're not even registered.
Yes.
They just have a name for their company on Facebook.
Yes. I think if I look at the different grants in market at the moment, most of them are predominantly to support NGOs or predominantly to support organizations that are registered, you know, either ROC or ROS. But as a matter of fact, there are a lot of artists who are just really not registered at all, and they're individuals, they're collectives, they're networks. So for Cendana, we recognize the current situation of the dynamics of the industry, and therefore we do not discriminate them if they should apply as an individual or as a collective, as long as there's one person who will take full responsibility of that program.
So they don't need to be incorporated?
No.
You've mentioned this initial funding covers three different disciplines.
Yes, that's right. There are performing arts, visual arts, and independent music. And that's really Cendana's mandate at the moment, to focus on those three subsectors, simply because if we're going to make an impact or a difference in the ecosystem, I think we need to be very focused.
Anyone can apply. Can a group that has been around for a little, let's say like 3 or 4 years, not incorporated, but they have different projects because the group has different individuals?
Sure. I guess the funding specifically focuses on one project itself, regardless of how many they're doing at the moment. I think we just need to be focused on expanding or developing one work. Because at the end of the day, perhaps the situation is that a lot of the artists, for the reason of trying to sustain themselves, do a lot of productions in a year. But that may not necessarily be effective. And hence, we want to support the artists by spending more time on developing their stories and making sure it's more compelling, and therefore more audience will want to come in. And hence, this program is to support their work up to 12 months.
You mentioned also that the funding will not go into any project that has commenced. And
yes.
What does that mean?
So I suppose if your project, for example, has been developed somewhat and gone into pre-production or has been staged, those sort of productions or programs will not be eligible for the funding.
What do you mean by pre-production?
Pre-production may be you've already have a storyline, a script, and you've put the team together, so and therefore you can move to the next step. I think for the Emerging Artist Incubation Funding Program, it really is about assisting the artist to work on their stories. So you may use those funding to apply to cover your consultant, your dramaturg, you know, for your script writing workshops, anything necessary for you to then go to that pre-production stage, I think.
That would suppose then those who are working with written scripts will not fall within this category of applicants.
I think if they're just, let's take a Hang Tua story, you know, there is already a general storyline. But if they wish to adapt it into a different version and contemporize it, then yes, they are eligible to apply. If you talk about music and should they wish to explore their music let's say a band with a hip-hop artist and try to come with a different genre, that's something we would even consider. So it is not necessarily cast in stone and very much defined.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an example of a company that I'm aware of that has in a way staged a production, and they've called it by the same name.
Okay.
But each time it comes on for a performance, it's quite different because the artistic director, the whole creative team re-looks at it and to some extent reinvents and reimagines it. I have seen this production over several years, actually, and each time you can see quite radical changes, but at the same time, in each iteration, you can see the remnants and traces of the first.
Sure. I think there that you would perhaps look at the category of redeveloping or adapting the work. It's not necessarily a new work because it has the flavor of the origins, right? And therefore, yes, that funding would be eligible or that program would be eligible for this funding.
Commencement is not such a clear deadline.
Yes. And I guess like how you've explained it earlier on, it's very important for the applicant to really articulate what stage they are to assist the different panels to evaluate and make an informed decision.
Based on what you're telling me then, in essence, because this call for funding is only appearing now and funding would not be made till mid-March.
Correct.
In essence, any project that would fall under this funding should be something that is going to be coming out later in 2018, nothing in the first half.
Well, it can be in the first half if your program requires less time to develop it. You don't have to take 12 months to cook it up. If you require 4 months or 6 months, that's fine as well.
How much is the funding? What is it capped at?
Okay, so right now the funding is capped at 30,000 ringgit per successful application. As I mentioned earlier on, it covers direct expenses of the creation and development of the work. So that may include your artists or collaborators, professional fees, the dramaturgs or the consultants, or if in your music, then it could even be rental of studio for you to really rehearse and jam and, you know, collaborate and experiment it.
This does not cover anything that will lead into the production itself. In other words, let's say if we are rehearsing and we need to buy props, which might be used in the production later.
Well, I suppose if you are using it at the stage of developing the work, then you may choose to use the items you have purchased for the purpose of your production. Our focus is really on just the development.
What's the rationale of capping it at 30,000?
Well, I think from experience in my former capacity in the former organization, a lot of the applications that have been coming in actually is as minimal as 500 ringgit to just purchase a flight to Indonesia or somewhere else, up to 20,000 ringgit. You know, there are extraordinary applications requesting for 500,000 or more, but on average, it has been about 20, 25,000. So the cap is 30,000.
What does the funding not cover?
Well, if you are going to perhaps renovate your studio, that is where the funding does not cover. So capital expenditure on, you know, buying a camera perhaps, or purchase of the equipment, you know, buying a piano, the funding does not cover those sort of costs, publicity costs and academic research conferences sort of costs.
When you talk about academic research, you are not talking about academic research leading to your production, but academic research that would lead to a paper being read
at
a conference.
Exactly.
I'm speaking with Izan Satrina of Cendana, the government agency set up to develop and spur the cultural economy. She's here today to share on the agency's first funding activities, the Emerging Artists Incubation Funding Program. Coming up, more details, so stay with us. Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, speaking with Izan Satrina, the CEO of the new government agency, Cendana, responsible for the cultural economy. So far, we've talked about who and what the funding is targeted at, the available amount, and, or we have not mentioned, that the deadline for application is Monday, February 12th.
Before Kong Hee Fa Choy.
You have set up the criteria. What will the committee be looking at to fund projects?
Okay, I think the big picture is that there's two levels of approval process. Once the applications come in, it goes through the industry advisory panel. And the industry advisory panel is well-versed with artistic visions and philosophy behind it. Once that's shortlisted, the application goes to the EXCO, and the EXCO is more on, very focused on governance, milestones, deliverables, contribution to the economy. So therefore, it's very pertinent for the applicant to be able to articulate their philosophy of the work and also be able to articulate how it can contribute to our medium-term output for Cendana, which is all
about
economy.
I would love for you to give me an example. I am asking this because, you know, notwithstanding the fact that BFM is a business station, the target market that you are talking
is perfect, right?
Are people who are in the performing arts who do not think in terms of mission, vision, those kinds of things. They think of, I want to do this, but not the terminology used by in business speak.
I know it can be quite challenging and definitely daunting for some. So I think, you know, I want to put it out there that they can always reach out directly to me, izan@cendana.com.my. I usually tend to Skype with the applicants and take them through the applications if they want to come into the office and help them articulate it really, because I understand the artists really want to do and present their work. I know this gentleman from Indonesia who had cooked up a work after being inspired by diving with some Indonesian boys who actually dive to choose or pick pearls from the ocean bed and sell it. And he was really inspired by their movements in the sea that he started a work based on those movements and developed it with them and other producers. And this work specifically is now traveling around the world. Now, we want to help the artists articulate what really they wish to develop that perhaps has that sort of outlook as well. You know, touring in Malaysia, if it's good enough to tour in Malaysia, then we'll perhaps pull in some producers to come together and see their work and see how we can really expand its wings and go abroad as well. And therefore, it's catalytic in the sense that it'll be able to sustain itself and tour for a few years. I mean, that is the ideal situation.
I'm not sure whether you've answered my question.
Oh, okay,
as to
sorry.
How to help them articulate this right. vision, these ideas. What kinds of questions should they be asking themselves to enable them to articulate, here is something that I'm going to say that will show the artistic merit of my proposal?
Right. I think so most artists perhaps may not have too much trouble sharing their story, right? Artistically, I think that's not a problem. The challenge will come into articulating its medium-term contribution. So perhaps the questions they should raise is, you know, how many people will be involved in cooking up this work with me? Do I have volunteers involved? You know, how many audiences could I potentially reach to within 6 months, within 12 or 18 months. And that sort of vision in terms of potential milestones will be important in including it into their form. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the form, whilst it has all the boxes for artistic articulation, it has also a lot of boxes for history data, you know, in the past 3 years, what have you been doing? What sort of productions? How many people have been attending it? Or how many EPs?
You are causing a lot of problems now, because a lot of these artists, in my opinion, don't track this kind of information simply because that's
Why,
not the
though?
Major...
Sure, okay, fine.
They can give you like a ballpark. Okay, we did 4 shows here and in each show, maybe we had about 200 people for 4 shows,
okay.
800 people.
That's a good start.
That's ballpark.
Yeah, that's a good
nothing
start.
Nothing verifiable even.
It's a good start. And the only reason why we're so hung up on this is because we are a cultural economy development agency and our work is really based on data. And so to address what you've just raised, one of the things we're doing next year, I think February onwards, is really to start running workshops for artists and producers to assist them in capturing data as well.
So they need to articulate the artistic merit of the proposal. They also have to articulate how this will contribute to Malaysia's arts scene and artistic legacy.
Yes, that you know, that there are a few things that we actually look at. If you look at the terms of reference, that is, you know, all about the artistic merit of the proposal, its contribution to Malaysia's art scene, artistic legacy, applicants' competency and caliber. Really, why should it be you? You know, you need to articulate that and illustrate why we should actually choose you, and really how, in terms of management. Will you be able to manage the budget accordingly? Have you fundraised with other partners? Have you secured other maybe non-monetary partners? Really relevant to Cendana's goals? And also try to provide an output, which is with regards to the data we talked about earlier on.
You have glossed over these things, Izan.
Yes.
When you say this has to contribute to Malaysia's art scene and artistic legacy, I'm trying to put myself in the position of an applicant.
Right.
How do I articulate how my performance or my product, this thing that I'm incubating, will somehow dovetail into Malaysia's art scene? To some extent, I would say, it's obvious. I'm from Malaysia. I'm doing this production for Malaysia. Therefore, it is contributing to our Malaysian art scene.
But does it have gist and storylines with regards to Malaysia? You know, those are some of the questions, whether it has any, I guess, kesinambungan with regards to the Malaysian context, because otherwise it could be any, you know, it could be any production by anybody else from other parts of the world.
I would assume that because it's done by Malaysians and they have made that decision, for them, there is a kind of relevance. It's not, I like to think, it's not just syok sendiri. Regardless if we do a musical from the West End, let's say some group decides to do Les Miserables, I'm not sure they can afford it. But let's say they do that. They say it resonates because it's about a value, a human value. Of course, Malaysians also have that same human value about forgiveness and charity. How would you decide? Maybe we call it orang miskin, and then somehow does it become a Malaysian product?
I mean, if it's just Les Mis, I think based on Les Mis and the other applications, of course, I believe the panel may choose other stories than Les Mis, because Les Mis is already established. It is a, you know, story about the war, and it has, I guess, no direct connection to the Malaysian context. Besides those values you mentioned, secara kesinambungan maybe ada. Done by Malaysians, that's not strong enough justification for the application itself. So, you know, if someone puts in an application about, you know, orang kelabit and it's, you know, contemporizing it, that has, I think, better chances of securing the funding versus an application by Les Mis.
You're not saying it should not apply, nor are you saying it will not be funded. What you're saying is, in the pool of competition, the preference is to something that has more local flavor, more local input.
Yes, with, of course, local aspirations.
We have touched on the applicant's competency and caliber, which you said must be demonstrated with a track record of at least three years.
Yeah.
And that one, I wish all good luck. Simply because it's a tough one to fulfill, especially when you are an individual or you're a very loose collective that comes and goes. Yeah. When you say management, what exactly do you mean?
You know, there's several ways to look at it. Management in terms of the funding process itself, in terms of providing a detailed budget, timelines and milestones, making sure the milestones are in check, progress reports are submitted, you know, relevant monetary or non-monetary partners are included. So really someone who is overseeing this whole different layers that needs to be included in the production itself.
This sounds like they ought to hire a manager, a business person.
Or someone within the collective or network who is able to, you know, your yin is your yang. You need someone else who, if you're an artist, then it's best to get a producer or administrator involved as well. Unless you can demonstrate both values, that's perfect.
Okay, I will leave it at that. Now, in terms of the relevance to Cendana's goals itself, you have three strategies.
Sure.
What are the goals that are relevant?
Well, I think for this, when you articulate the Cendana's goal and its relevance, it can be two things. One is really about empowering the communities.
When you say community,
the arts and culture sector in general, because that strategy is really about increasing the opportunities of success for the communities and increasing their quality of work. So how, when you apply, you can articulate with relevance to that. And secondly, is really with relevance to Cendana's overall objective, which is to contribute to the economy. So how can your work potentially, we're not asking for the work to be immediately contributing. We're just seeing whether you can look at contributing it in the medium term. So 2 years, how can this work eventually play a role?
Strikes me that this is a criterion that is quite difficult for the performing arts folks, especially when they don't, I'm talking about performing arts in the sense of live performances. Based on all my understanding, with the exception of a few successful Broadway and West End productions, most live performances do not pay for themselves. They cannot sell enough tickets to pay for themselves, to the extent that even the National Theatre in London has to be funded by the government. So you are putting on a criterion that seems to be quite weighty.
You need to look at it, I think, at a different perspective. It could be perhaps that the show is a show that is staged on a monthly basis in collaboration with the local council for the public. You don't have to necessarily sell tickets, but it draws a crowd to a point that, you know, it contributes to, you know, social media, it goes viral, media actually picks it up. It really has disrupted the scene where people are more curious and interested in the arts. You can look at it from that perspective as well, and not necessarily just monetary terms.
But how is that articulated in the document which you are requesting in terms of putting down some numbers?
Numbers, I go back to what I was saying earlier on. The intent is to bring the art to the public and have it done on a monthly basis. So I would then articulate, I would be doing it 12 months, non-ticketed event, with the support of the local council, which will then target approximately 200, 300 people at every presentation. And you will also work on getting media to cover it. And therefore, it will, you know, that articulation needs...
I understand what you're saying, but for 30,000, you're asking a lot of work to be done
by
these folks.
My dear, I have fundraised most of my life and I have done much, much paperwork. And the thing is that... this is taxpayers' money, so we also have to make sure we go through due diligence and go through the process correctly as well.
That I understand, but in terms of resources, you know, here you're talking about people who are collective.
Yes.
They are primarily performers and artists who have to dedicate their time to the work, and there are a lot of other peripherals that are required. And that's why I think somebody like Chindana needs to really handhold through this process.
We can handhold, and therefore I do encourage for those who wish to apply but are uncertain in filling the form out, they can always reach us. Perhaps even, I think, every Friday or Thursday, I'll dedicate the whole day specifically for applicants during this whole period just to help them. But the responsibility of filling that form really relies on them.
You mentioned filling that form. Is there a standard template form that is provided by Chindana?
Yes. Okay. So what's going to happen is that on 2nd February, the forms or application will open.
2nd February.
Sorry, minta maaf. 2nd January.
The form is already out.
Yes. The form is already out. You can go online and fill it up. You can fill up one page today and then save it and come back, you know, return the next week or the next day and fill it up. It's like your, you know, if you pay taxes, if you go online and fill up the form, it's the same sort of concept.
How many pages?
Not much, I think. But, you know, there will be progress report templates. And, you know, so I think it's very important to note that there are three stages of releasing the funds. So once you're accepted, you know, just a signing of an agreement, the first 50% will be released to help you with your work. Once you fill up the progress report, then it will release the second funding. And the third funding or the third release will really be upon you submitting a report, the final report, and also filling up our economic survey. So those templates will be provided. Yeah.
One of the deliverables is filling out all these forms and then at different junctures during the project's timeline of about 12 months, folks will have to complete these documents.
Yes.
What are the other deliverables? Because I understand one of those things is to have a presentation.
Yes. So if you are, you know, doing, if we talk about performing arts, then what's perhaps expected is a presentation of the work. At what stage you are at. If you are, you know, doing music, then perhaps what will be provided or presented is really the score of the music, or it can also be another presentation of or a showcase of that music work. Same thing with visual arts as well.
So if somebody is working on a project, but it will not be performance ready, it can be showcased in a private or in a closed.
It can be a form of a reading. You know, it really depends on how the applicant wants to present it. We won't define it for them. I think it's up to them on how best to present it to us.
The presentation does not need to be the finished product.
No, it does not need to be the finished product. It does not need to be a final production presentation, no.
One thing that folks should be doing once they are successful would be to, in a way, keep track of what their progress is through pictures and perhaps even phone camera videos.
Yeah, absolutely. And put it online, you know, tag us, hashtag us. It's really a good way for us to also share it with our networks and see who picks it up as well and wants to be involved.
To get the details of this information, go to Chindana's website. And the application form is there also.
Yes, it's up.
And I suppose after this round of funding, it'll be funding for the established folks.
Yeah. So the plan for next year is to roll out there are a few other funding programs. One is really with regards to established folks. So there will be a major arts organization funding program. Two is that there will be a strategic presentation and mobility funding program where it really helps our artists get to specific markets upon confirmation of the festival director or venue presenter. And the third one, I believe, is a funding program to help small spaces upgrade their space. So, for example, you know, these younger artists or whoever are running spaces, they've been doing it with no money or less money. And if we could help them provide, you know, upgrade their dance floor, you know, have a studio mirror instead of using Mak Punya Mirror ke, you know, those are the things where we will come in to support them.
Yesterday, Chindana, the government's Cultural Economy Development Agency, rolled out its first funding called Emerging Artists Incubation Funding Program. The amount of the funding for a project is capped at $30,000. Application has opened and the deadline for submission is Monday, February 12th. And successful applicants will be informed by Tuesday, March 20th. Well, thank you very much. And this is wishing all applicants good luck. And this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.